Good morning. In today's Murali, Baba has spoken about being a helper of God. On the path of devotion, we always ask God to help us. But could you have ever imagined a situation in which God would say to you, "I need your help"? And so it's quite a turnaround in our thinking. And yes, Baba specifies that why Baba asks us to help him is so that we can create our own fortune. And if we give a finger of cooperation, then that's the way in which we create fortune for ourselves for the whole cycle. But it's interesting to see in what way Baba's wanting us to give him our help. And the memorial of this is the lifting of the mountain and the images of Krishna as God. And so they say that when Krishna wanted to lift the mountain, then he asked everyone to give their little finger all at the same time. And so just simply giving a little finger of cooperation was sufficient to lift the mountain. And all the darkness and all the devilish things that were going on finished. So to lift the mountain of Kali Yuga, the Iron Age, and to bring about the Golden Age, Satyuga, Baba needs our help. And so the help that Baba's asking us for, first and foremost, is that of our purity, a clean heart, a clean mind, good thoughts, elevated thoughts, to have a transformation in our own sanskars, so that then the highest and the most elevated, the pure sanskars emerge. They're there, but we forget them, and so Baba reminds us to emerge those highest sanskars. And of course, if we've done this inner work, then our words, our actions, our attitude, all of this will reflect it. And so the first help that Baba wants is my little finger of purity. And in a way that encompasses all the directions that God gives us, the Srimat, because God's directions are essentially for that transformation of the soul, so that we come back to the pure state, which is our original state of being. And so following Srimat, that's giving help to God. Our purity is giving help to God. But think about it the other way. If someone knows that you're a meditator and you're following a path which is teaching you the highest, most elevated way of living, And then people see that, well, your behavior is not quite matching up to that standard. Then the reaction from people is, well, how is it possible that God is teaching you? I'm sure you've come across those situations too. Even your own children. Is God teaching you? It doesn't seem like it. And Seven Baba says, help me. Yes, I'm doing what I need to do for myself, but it's also to be able to reveal God to the world that yes, God's task is that of being able to bring about this transformation. The other term that Baba's used a lot in today's Murali is Baba's responsibility. What is God's responsibility? And Baba's put it in an external way. Just as a father would see that his child is sick, his child is unhappy, he would do whatever is possible to help the child. He would have no limits to how much he was going to do for the child to help the child get better. And in the same way, when God sees that the souls of the world are very, very sick, and Baba has also mentioned how all sickness stems from the five vices. So that's interesting for you to reflect on when you have a moment today, holiday. So think about what is the connection of the vices with illness. But today, very clear, all vices are connected with the sickness of the soul, of the body. And so at this point we see how Baba has come to liberate us from all negativity, but also Baba has come to give us the remedy to be able to remove all sorrow from our hearts. And if this is what is God's responsibility, what is my responsibility in terms of that? Once I understand what is the cause of sorrow for me, and it's different things for different people. Some people, they have a thick skin, and so it doesn't matter if you say anything to them. They'll react for a moment, but they'll be fine later. They'll say, never mind, that was the heat of the moment, and it was said at that moment, and they won't take it too badly. But some say something very minor, very little as far as you are concerned, and there's a huge reaction. And so different people react to different things, but all of us carry some sorrow within our hearts, even though externally everything is okay now. But what are the things that I'm carrying inside myself that cause me sorrow still, from the present or the past, or even fears of the future that are causing me at this moment pain? Nothing's happened yet, but the thought that something like this may happen, and that fear is causing me a lot of sorrow. So can I respond to Baba and help Baba by dealing with each of those things? And I know that in a wholesale way, we can say that soul consciousness and remembrance of God will deal with everything, and yes, but there are also details that Baba's explained to us, a lot of detail. So can I deal with all those things with the teachings that Baba has given, so that today I can truly experience the joy of the confluence age, the joy of the time when God is available for me, and God is able to give me whatever it is I need. And so a very big difference to just a prayer to God, thinking, well, maybe God's going to hear me, and maybe not. And of course, when we do something with a specific motive, in a sense that I want something to happen, and it doesn't happen like that, then of course, if I don't know exactly who God is and what his task is, I'm going to blame God and say, God didn't make it happen. And so maybe I lose my faith in God. So understanding who is God and what it is God wants me to do and what it is that God is willing to do for me is very much the subject that is absolutely the foundation for my life today. And if I understand that it's a reciprocal relationship, God's given me directions and I follow those directions, I'm going to experience the happiness that comes as a result of that. And God's given me the code of conduct, the line, and I step out of that line, and the sorrow that comes to me as a result of that is not God's doing. It's my doing. And so now I know what to expect from God. I know He's there to help me. I know He's even there to help me settle whatever has been the karma of the past. It's interesting because I can pay attention to things today, whatever it is I'm doing, but maybe there are things from the past that I need to settle, that I haven't yet settled. This birth, I can know. Past births, who knows? Certainly, I don't know the detail of that at all. And yet Baba's given us a way to be able to clear even the things of the past so that they don't interfere in anything that I do at this moment. There was a very interesting thing that Daddy had talked about many years ago, and that was a question of how sometimes, well, when illness comes, there's a sense of suffering in that illness. And sometimes when illness comes, there isn't a sense of suffering. You know, it's come and it's being dealt with and it'll be taken care of and it'll go, it'll settle. And her explanation of that was, if it's something from this birth, then if I can track it back and see what is it that I did, then that's what's causing the suffering. But if it's something from the past, nothing of this present birth, it's come and I'm taking care of it, doing whatever I need to do, the precautions and everything, and it'll get settled and it'll finish. So my question is, how do I settle the things of the past that I don't even know I've done? I can't go through it in detail, but I know it's there. And I know that with God's love and power, it is possible. And again today, Baba's talked about the fire of yoga and how the fire of yoga is able to help you settle all the things of the past so that I don't fear things that are going on now, but I don't even have to be afraid of things that have happened in the past that I don't know about, and it suddenly might come up in front of me and I'm going to have to deal with it and face it. And so Baba's used this expression, the fire of yoga is the power with which you settle the things of all the things that have happened in the past. And so what is that fire? In that last period of Sakar Baba's days, 67, 68, Baba used to use another expression, and that was the seed stage. And so the fire of yoga, the seed stage, are they the same? Are they different? When Baba was using this term, the seed stage, it was then that at that time, 1967, so a long time ago, Daddy Prakash Mani had showed Baba her track, her record for her yoga that day. And of course, I'm talking about many, many years ago, so after that things changed. But at that point, she said to Baba, I happened to be there, my fortune, I shouldn't have been there, but I happened to be there. And she said to Baba that through the whole day, I was only able to have 20-25 minutes of seed stage yoga. And Baba gave a very loving drishti and said, child, you've been very honest. And it is what Baba would have expected. So out of 15 minutes, how many minutes is it that I have seed stage yoga? 45 minutes at Amrit Vela. How much of that is seed stage yoga? And so she'd mentioned a few minutes here, a few minutes here. And so in the whole day, yes, during Murli, I was hearing Murli with attention, I was enjoying it, but and I was very aware, Baba's in front of me speaking the Murli, but it wasn't seed stage yoga. So what is seed stage yoga that burns away my sins? The first stage, when we start to meditate and my mind is going here and there and everywhere, and I learn to discipline my mind, manage my thoughts, so that when I want to focus, I'm able to concentrate, I'm able to focus, and I feel that I'm making that connection with God, yoga. That stage in which the mind is wandering, it's my effort for yoga, it's not yoga. But that stage where I make contact and I'm feeling the connection and the relationship with God, that is yoga. But there's a difference between as I feel Baba giving me love, Baba giving me power, or even when I'm having a conversation with God, that's another stage, very lovely, very beautiful. And each stage is helpful, because each stage is enabling me to build up that foundation so that I can come to the stage where the seed is full, but the seed is absolutely quiet. There's no movement there. The movement begins to happen when the seed is planted. For that seed, in that seed stage, things are absolutely full, but also completely quiet. And so Baba's explanation was, the seed stage is that stage where now you've even got beyond the stage of thinking. You're simply in that stage of fullness. You have that experience of God's love, God's power, God reaching you, God filling you. But now it's not a thought anymore. There's a difference between thinking about sleep and actually being in a state of sleep. Same thing. Difference between thinking about peace and actually being in that state of peace. And so that state where I am in that experience of God's love, God's power, God's light, that seed stage is the stage in which I'm settling the accounts of the sins of the past, and the soul is becoming free. And so it's a very alert stage. It's not a stage of just being silent in the sense of empty, but it's a stage in which the soul is full and experiencing, but it's not the conscious thought of the experience. It is the actual experience. And it is this stage of yoga in which sins of the past can be burnt, and all of the soul, all those things can be settled and finished. So when we talk about the Karmatit stage, having been able to settle everything of the past, and only now the good karma, thoughts, words, actions, whatever it is I've done for Baba, with Baba's love, with no other motive, but just simply out of love for Baba and out of love to serve others, to bring them closer to God, that stage is the stage in which, yes, I'm approaching the karmati stage. So the negativity all settled and the soul now completely full. And it's also interesting that Dadi Gulzar at one point had mentioned how, if you think about a pair of scales, the old-fashioned scales with which they used to weigh things, she said, okay, I haven't done so much yoga that all my sins can be settled, but there's also another way. Yes, yoga, of course, because that's really then the demonstration of the change of sanskaras also. But she said how if you get a pair of scales, then at the moment this side is heavy. And so the side of the negative karma from the past is the heavy one. And it's causing you all sorts of types of sorrow and unhappiness, whatever. But if you focus on doing good karma, and you continue to do the good karma, that side of the scales becomes heavier and heavier. And so finally, it's this account of good karma, which is what comes into your account. And so both things, the power of yoga for my own inner transformation, and the things to be able to settle the things of the past, but also lots and lots of good karma. And so can all my actions that I need to perform each day, can they all become good karma? Yes, they can. It doesn't have to be just something that I say, okay, now this is service. No, any type of my karma can be good karma. If it's in God's remembrance, if there's an awareness of soul consciousness and I'm with Baba, then everything through the day can be included in that account of good karma. But you can see how it's connected with yoga again. So good karma, but it just simply means that it makes it easier to think about it. Okay, can I do good karma? Can I focus on good actions? And yes, if my actions are now being filled with soul consciousness and God consciousness, of course, then when I do get a moment, I'm going to be able to have very powerful yoga. It's not going to take me any time at all. So Daddy put it in a way to make us happy and make us think, well, we are creatures of action. We don't have the habit of just sitting and being so much. We want to do things. Fine, carry on doing things, but do it in the right way, the right consciousness. And she made it sound very easy, but of course it's connected deeply with the other subject. And so let me be able to have an understanding of what is the stage that is going to bring me to that stage of the fire, that elimination of the things of the past. And if today I'm saying that, well, I've been with Baba 5 years, 50 years in between, however long it's been, and I'm seeing that my sanskaras still have not changed. And really the thermometer to see sanskaras changing is happiness. You've heard this many times in Baba Smriti. Check and see what is your level of happiness. And if the thermometer of happiness is fluctuating, what's going on? If the thermometer of happiness is only sometimes and not all the time, again, a very clear indication that I'm not doing the things I need to do. So the settling of sanskaras, the settling of sins, the transformation in my life, and then finally that stage where the simplest thing in the world, let me stay happy and let me be able to give happiness to others. Sounds simple, but I know that, of course, it's not so simple. To stay happy myself, well, that takes a lot. And then to give happiness all the time, that needs constant attention and, Yes, it's possible we've been with souls, we've been with the daddies who, no matter what else is going on, their level of happiness doesn't fluctuate. And so we know it's possible. And of course, if I'm happy, then what is it that I'm going to share with others around me? And if I'm discontent, I'm not happy, again, that's what I'm going to share. So the seed stage yoga, the fire of yoga, this is the way in which I can actually help God with my power of yoga. Because Baba is saying that if I want to be an instrument to share peace, to bring peace to the world, to bring about the transformation of the world, to bring peace to the elements, then I need the power of your yoga. With the power of your purity and the power of your yoga, the world will definitely be transformed. So my help for God, it's help for me, but it's a very sweet and humble way for Baba to say, help me. Yesterday we had very beautiful entertainment by Harry and Yushi and Ayoko, but you haven't met them to know who they are, what they're doing, and how they came to Baba. So we have a few minutes now, and so if you'd like to come up and share what you do, how you came to Baba, and what keeps you with Baba. Three things.
No, you
say. Yeah.
Okay. Om Shanti. It is so nice to be here after 3.5 years. Our last visit was in year 2016, summer. And just like just now, Sister Janti asked me and Yuji, that time Harry went back to Hong Kong already, and just to share our experience and to introduce myself. And that time we were just a baby BK. We just been to Madhavan and met Baba for first time, and we are very new to Indian culture, BK culture, everything. So everything was so new, and we got a lot of good sustenance. But Sister Janti asked me, what do you do laukikly and alaukikly? And I had nothing to share because I didn't do much in BK life. But then Baba always used you, and it just came to my mind, and just let me say what I want to do for Baba, which I compose. I want to compose for Baba to introduce Baba's love to the world, and we want to be a lighthouse as a family. We are so lucky to have each other and in the knowledge, so we want to be humble lighthouse to the world and share the happiness as a family. And within no time, Baba let it happened. Very, very short time. So I really remember that what I share with pure heart and pure desire, Baba will help to let it happen. So now, if I could take a moment to have another pure desire, so it will come through in year 2020, I would like to be, now I think I'm the youth soul, youth BK, which Baba shared 2 weeks ago in Abhyak Muli to the foreigners. I think I'm in youth. So in year 2020, I would like to become a mature soul and fill myself with all the Baba's treasure so that I can share all the treasure I get from Baba love, knowledge, happiness, peace, everything to the people in the world. So this is my wish for 2020. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you.
Three and a half years ago, I remember the first time I set step on this stage. Before the arrival of my wife, I remember accidentally I made a very famous saying of, I am a very experienced husband. Also, in the same occasion, I had the pleasure of using my little skill of a conjurer. Now I realize at that time I was not a magician. All along I have been just a trickster and a conjurer. Until that time, I remember we had the opportunity to meet Daddy upstairs, and she looked at me deeply. There was just one message that is sufficient for my whole life. After fooling, entertaining so many people from different ages and races, traveling around the world, performing TV, stage, whatever, she looked at me and she said, you have to be extraordinary. Wow. 3.5 years later, I'd love to share that with all of you. That had been my non-stop journey. I never stop sharing the happiness because we have to be, always have the zeal and enthusiasm, which I honestly have. And still I'm embarking on the journey of looking for that extraordinariness. And I finally realize we are all extraordinary and magicians because we are not what we are, but we are a little piece of that light. We have that Baba quality only when we are with Him that we are truly extraordinary. I'm very deeply touched. 2 weeks ago, I was thinking of what can I bring, and that idea of flower came in. And then yesterday's Muli was about the flower and all of you helped in creating that beautiful garden of flowers yesterday. Not only here, but I also saw a photograph of that already, which came from Hong Kong, which means we all helped in creating that beautiful energy and honesty. 3.5 years later, we're here, apart from this Christmas celebration with all of you, honestly, it's because of my past. Because of my 31-year-old son, who actually is getting married in 2 days' time to an Hungarian violinist. They will be having their wedding here. I have so much bondage and burden from my last marriage. And underneath this happiness, only occasionally there would be that thing that is bothering me. And thanks, Baba. Sister Genty has given me a very, very clear guidance today. The fire of yoga, the seed of yoga. That's a miracle. I just want to tell you, I am not the magician. I'm learning only to be a magician as much as you are. Really. And you are showing me the magic. Can I tell you honestly what I'm seeing now? I see that there are a lot of souls who came into Baba much longer than us, 20 years, 30 years. And you know what? I can see you when you first came in. I can see a lot of young people here. And I'm getting that vibes from all of you. So, yes, 2020, seeds of yoga, fire of yoga. And I truly feel that I am home. Om Shanti.
I echo and Harry being very modest, but they have a television show that's broadcast every week.
Yes. That has something to do with London as well. Because 3.5 years ago, before, that was the beginning of the year that Baba touches me and say that the reason why you are just like a kid is because I want you to work with the Hong Kong children and families. I have no idea. And then, ever since then, from 2016, the last time I came, we have already produced no less than 450 episodes, which is going out prime time on Hong Kong television on Monday to Friday, every single night. Hold your applause. The most exciting thing was Baba allowed me, actually, went to Mount Abu last March and did 10 episodes on Mount Abu. And surprisingly, the Hong Kong government broadcasting allowed me to show our beautiful family, including the power plant, including the meditation, peace park, and everything. And now we understand why. The BK knowledge is actually sowing seeds in Hong Kong, which is the most needed place right now. And it's very touching because I think the most positive 15 minutes of television that we can get on TV in Hong Kong is actually this show, and I could have not done it without this family. I could not have done it without the living values and all the virtues. So, yeah, the honor comes to all of us as well. So, thank you.
And the theme of the show?
It's called Good Neighbor. It's called, we're wanting to bring back the neighborhood feeling. And Brother Harry's Good Neighbor is the name of the show. And quietly,
Brother Harry.
Yeah, I've known as Brother Harry because of the, I actually did children television 30 years ago. And if I didn't dye my hair, I would be more gray than most of you. But there was a knock on my door. There was a phone call in year 2016 after we went to Madhuban, and the boss from RTHK said, Harry, we want you back to do some more TV for children. I said, you're kidding? Yeah, I'm almost going to have my grandchild. And he said, yes, we would like you to go do it. I said, what is the team? He said, I don't know. You are going to set up your own team. And it went like that. And I have all the virtues, and actually practically the virtue cards is giving me our weekly theme. So it is being done in a very beautiful, beautiful way. Yeah, it should be incognito, but actually it's loud and clear. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, what my parents haven't shared is how we came in to the knowledge. So one day, actually we live like 30 seconds walk from the center in Hong Kong, and we basically walk past it almost every day, but we never actually had the thought of actually going in because we thought it was just a normal yoga place. But then one day he walked in and wanted to see, what is this place?
Did you hear him? Is that he? We're brothers.
Well, and then he walked in and he was like, well, what is this place? And he saw basically everybody sitting in a red light doing meditation. And then Sister Rohini was actually just arrived a week ago
from Australia,
and yeah, gave a lesson to both of them. And then a few weeks later, they brought me into there. The first picture I saw was Baba, Brahma Baba. And I pointed to it and said, who is that guy? and then I saw the Eight Powers and all those posters, and I was like, yeah, this is interesting. I want to take the course too. And I also took the course a few weeks later too. Oh yeah, and then was it November or was it December?
December.
Yeah, we went in December, but then when did Charlie Bai give us the permission to go?
October.
Yeah, in October, in October of 2015, Charlie Bai came to Hong Kong and gave us the permission to go to Madhuban, And that was the only time we started preparing, because before that we had no idea that we were supposed to be vegetarian, and I was completely crazy about chicken wings and all that, and scrambled egg. That was my favorite. But now I have no need for that anymore. I have no longing for that. After that, we went to Madhuban in December 2015, and when I came back on the train, I was crying in the airport. I completely did not want to go back to Hong Kong. Thank you.
When we knew that we have to go to Madhuban, for him, the worry was chicken wings. For me, it was much more than chicken wings, I tell you. But we're very proud to say that we prevail. And we are very fortunate. Actually, this morning after Amrit Vela, we were sitting at the dining room having a drink, and I said to Ayako, we are very fortunate to meet each other, you know, in this lifetime. And when you can say that with so much respect to your spouse, it's really wonderful. Our relationship, the three of us, the relationship is the most complex and at the same time the most simple. Yeah, I remember we actually delivered a speech in the General Consulate of India, and I talk about the relationship with Ayako and me are like sisters and brothers, sometimes brother and sisters, sometimes brothers and brothers, and sometimes sisters and sisters. And I could see all the Indian men actually in the crowd go completely confused, and that was just the beginning. Yeah. But this is the way that we have so much fun in the family, because we play different role, and the most important thing is always in the center of this is Baba. Always he's there. Yeah. So maybe that's one of the reasons why the three of us are having so much fun around the world. Yeah. So let's go back to the boss.
Thank you. Thank you. वसन्ति